Now, friends, we come to this marvelous fifth chapter of Nehemiah, and I just well say it now because I say it every day when we come to a new chapter. All the chapters of the Bible are marvelous chapters. Some seem to me, though, to be a little bit more marvelous than other chapters. Now, this fifth chapter here, we continue the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem with Nehemiah, and we've seen him meet the opposition, and the opposition has taken many forms. My, the devil is subtle. I think that today he's tempting those that are God's own and making it difficult for them. And he makes it very difficult here in this particular instance. Now, there's been all kinds of opposition that began at first with just laughing at them and then ridiculing them. And then there was open opposition to them, so much so that Nehemiah had to, as it were, put a trowel in one hand of those that worked and a sword in the other hand. And that's the way that they built. And Nehemiah and those that were associated with him, they didn't even take off their clothes in those days, except he very frankly told us as we took them off to wash. After all, he said, you know, we got dirty. And now we see opposition coming from within. And actually, this is where the devil gets in his greatest blow. You will recall that when he couldn't destroy the church by persecution, the next thing he did was to join it. And we have here the fact that he now moves inside, and he's already caused discouragement to the people, and now he goes a step farther. And there is conflict inside, there is trouble within, and here it is. I'm begin reading at verse 1 of chapter 5 of Nehemiah. And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren, the Jews. For there were that said, we our sons and our daughters are many, therefore we take up corn for them that we may eat and live. Some also there were that said, we've mortgaged our lands, vineyards, and houses, that we might buy corn because of the dearth. There were also that said, we've borrowed money for the king's tribute, and that upon our lands and vineyards. Now you see, human nature doesn't really change, and not only that, but though we are living today in an electronic age and a mechanical age, technological age, a space age. Actually, the problems are about the same. I think these technical devices merely multiply the problems and make them very thorny and very difficult to solve, maybe. But actually, they're about the same. The people now, they're so busy building the walls, they haven't had opportunity to carry on their own business. And therefore, they've had to buy corn, and in doing it, they've had to mortgage their property. And some of them had to mortgage it in order to pay their taxes. Taxes were high in that day, you see.